Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Look who's back in town, the little ball of hate. Pat Verbeek with the greatest nickname in the history of sports. Little ball of hate. Joining Steve Yzerman's front office as Ken Holland whisks to Western Canada. We'll break it down from all angles. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit later, right?
Actually, yeah. I do want to
we'll talk about it a little bit later.
Yeah, it came together pretty darn fast. And like we were talking to Hatchett as we were getting ready for the show as well. And it's just like, wow, you know, in that press conference, they were like, well, you know, Kenny really facilitated this. He said Yzerman needs to be the GM, and he's fine just moving on up. But it's pretty clear the competitive fire, its juices and motivation still lives in Ken
Holland.
Don't you
think he might have said that because he knew he had other opportunities?
Maybe, yeah.
I mean,
very clearly.
To fulfill his competitive fires?
Absolutely.
Good for him. I mean, if you still believe you can do it and should do it and want to do it and young enough to do it, do it!
Now, let me ask you this.
Have you
been to Edmonton? Have you eaten
their cuisine? I have been to Edmonton.
Indulge? Okay, what do you
think? Yes, I have.
What's he walking into in Edmonton?
It's like most towns in Western Canada.
Cold?
Or anywhere in Canada, actually.
Snow?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. It's not as bad as Winnipeg, but it's fine. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Or Calgary. They're all the same, actually.
Okay.
I've been to all of them, and I can't really differentiate them.
How many Tim Hortons... like per, I don't know, half mile.
Almost as many as there are Starbucks here in the United States of America.
Ooh, see, this is why you're a pro.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of Starbucks.
Oddly enough.
No, a major controversy.
No, this is the biggest controversy that happened in sports or non-sports the entire weekend. Your stupid little horse race where the horse, I don't know, was drunk or something and ran in front of everybody. And
that's how you drive,
yeah,
actually.
Exactly.
And there cut people off.
We will get to those controversies. But this apparently was the biggest one in the world.
Well, so I am not a giant Game of Thrones guy, and by not a giant, I don't watch it at all.
Yeah,
I don't understand
either,
it.
But
yeah.
I don't take a moral stand against it. I just haven't watched it.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't have an issue with it. It is what it is. I'm just not a part of that that particular party. But apparently there was a quote-unquote major gaffe during last night's episode in which... there was some sort of a party scene, it looks like, based on the picture that I'm actually looking at. And in said party scene,
while they were in a battle scene, a Ford F-150 came driving onto the battlegrounds. Don't know how they missed that, but all of a sudden, here's a truck. And
so, whoa, they didn't have trucks back then.
Right?
A giant tank emerged inside the castle.
All of a sudden, the little battlers stopped and held up their bag of McDonald's. All right, that's not what it was.
Okay, it wasn't McDonald's,
like,
although maybe next week. I mean, who knows? You know, at this point, now you got to watch the show just to see what's in there. No, there was, inside this like bar scene, a Starbucks coffee cup. Like a plastic, you know, cup that you get and you put the little lid on it and all that.
Starbucks, yes.
Exactly, just sitting there on the counter. Now, David, you watch Game of Thrones, okay?
Yeah.
So...
So
please.
It's medieval times. Do we know what years we're talking about? Back when there were dragons. But we're sure there were no Starbucks back then.
There was no Starbucks.
Just like Tanqueray. They haven't changed their branding since Starbucks started, right? Like, I mean, come on.
In all seriousness, do you know what year period it is supposed to be? Does it have a year period?
I haven't really done that research.
I was just curious in case there was a Starbucks then. Okay.
Okay, well, in talking about this and going back and forth. Now, David, you can confirm you didn't see it live, right? You noticed it after everyone freaked out? Is that what it was?
Yeah, I saw the photo after the episode. And
very observant.
Like, you know what? I never saw it, so I didn't see it live.
Nobody saw it live. Right? One person caught it and then put it on the social media,
okay.
And everybody saw it.
So that leads me to this, because you think about the amount of people that were on set, okay, while this was going on, right? Whether it be people who are doing the camera work, the audio, the actors, the actresses, the people that are monitoring the scripts. I mean, of those individuals on set, as it's happening live, didn't notice it, didn't think about it. After
it's not their
that,
job to notice it.
It is, though. Mm. After that, you have the post-production where you have, you know, people who are designed to just edit individual, you know, series or, you know, scenes of this show and put it all together, right? Not one of them, you're telling me, noticed this coffee cup in the scene. And then afterward, they have to do like private screenings of these episodes for, I'm sure, executives and people that want to see it. And maybe advertisers.
Maybe
no one noticed it.
Maybe they didn't want to notice it.
See,
Starbucks is making millions in free advertising. It wouldn't be the first time a little product placement got snuck into a show. Now, both sides, HBO and Starbucks, deny it was intentional. It's not, you know, like when the movie E.T. came out and E.T. was eating Reese's Pieces, that was clearly product placement. They're saying this was not planned. I say...
See, I like where your head's at.
Not so fast. They're having so much fun with it. It's... You know, it's harmless, like, because I love this. The little Game of Thrones dorks, right? They're all up in arms. Like,
don't call them dorks.
They're dorks.
Fine.
Okay, they're all up in arms like, great. There's a Starbucks cup. That makes the show totally unrealistic. Okay, after the fire-breathing dragons and the zombies and everything else. Oh, yeah. The coffee cup made it unrealistic.
That damn Starbucks ruined the whole freaking episode.
I totally believed everything was like as it was. Please.
Okay. I want to know if the people are with Woji here. Okay. One, do you buy that Game of Thrones and Starbucks were in bed together on this little product placement coffee cup?
I don't have the smoking gun. I'm just not giving up on it.
It's
the possibility.
It's just
of
a
it.
Question. Mm-hmm. You know, we love a good conspiracy theory on the Bogey and Wojo show. But number two, somebody who works on this show had to have noticed it at one point and just didn't say anything. Like, it had to be too late to the point that they just said, well, we can't go back and film it. It's ready now. Hopefully nobody notices it, right?
Or I'm going to take this a step further. Okay, maybe HBO had nothing to do with it. Maybe Starbucks had nothing to do with it. But maybe some stagehand had a little side deal and said, guys, look what I'm going to sneak onto the Game of Thrones set. Nobody will notice. And either made some side money from Starbucks or just for his boys wanted to show. I work on Game of Thrones because you'll see the Starbucks cup. Maybe that part was intentional.
Boy, that would be a lot of lengths to go through just to prove your boys wrong. Just to be like, see, I told you I would put that Starbucks.
Can I tell you a little something? I've done that before.
Get out of here.
When I was a young Cub reporter in Ann Arbor, working for the Ann Arbor News, like I was right out of college, and one of my jobs was
covering Fitz Chrysler at that time?
Like,
is that what it was?
On the desk, putting together the agate, the small print, the names and the numbers. And every Monday, you would put together whatever the most recent golf tournament was and all the leaderboard all the way down. And I'd say about two-thirds of the way down, I'd pop in a couple friends of mine's names.
number next to it.
Unbelievable.
Nobody would notice. Why would they notice? It'd be like 100 names down. And I'd say, hey, Jim, your name's in there. I can't get sued for that now, can I? That was like 30 years ago. Can I? Oh, I can.
You call yourself a professional. Are you on board with the idea that somehow HBO, Game of Thrones people, it's an individual production company, I believe, that puts this on, somebody on set, Starbucks themselves, do you buy that there's a conspiracy theory do you actually believe that it was just, no, it's just a simple mistake, that no one noticed it, even though there were probably 1,000 people that saw this episode as it was being filmed, as it was in post-production, and as it was packaged and ready to go to HBO? Come on, 248-539-9797.
I'm going to go with you halfway on this.
Okay.
As I said, I don't believe it was a conspiracy by HBO or by the Games of the Thrones people.
Okay.
Some jackass off to the side was either having fun by himself.
I like that.
Or cut a little side deal by himself. And I know
check
this
the
to
tax
be true.
Returns.
Absolutely.
We need to get those
check
tax returns.
Security tapes.
Exactly.
I mean, here at the 97.1 The Ticket, we're checking security tapes all the time as stuff gets pilfered, right?
By mysterious missing golf balls.
Absolutely. Bogey lost his balls.
Now, case can be made that they were never there, but the golf balls on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. HBO actually did release a statement earlier today. I believe it was earlier today. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken. After this thing went viral and people were going nuts. And this is a real statement. I want to make sure that that's clear. This is not.
Yes, it is.
This isn't a fabricated
press
thing.
Release.
Okay. Quote: in response to inquiries from those who saw a Craft Services coffee cup, they didn't even mention Starbucks, a Craft Services coffee cup.
Come on.
They're trying way too hard to act like they didn't cut a deal with Starbucks here. Okay. In Sunday night's episode of Game of Thrones, HBO states, quote, the latte that appeared in the episode was a mistake. Daenerys, I'm paid to speak, had ordered an herbal tea. End quote.
Oddly enough, Daenerys is also the name of the new royal baby. They just announced that. I had no idea. Right? Daenerys had ordered a herbal tea. So they're having fun with it.
Yeah, which that's a good way of handling it. Yeah.
But it doesn't end the conspiracy theory in my mind. Are you buying it? Do you think completely simple mistake or, HBO and Starbucks were in on it or split the difference? Nobody was in on it from the corporate level, but some little goofy jackass, like whoever their bogey is that works on the Game of Thrones.
Whoever can be the fall guy.
Whoever their Rieger is, whoever their Evan is, go ahead and left the cup out there.
You know, the funny thing is, Rieger would be the guy who'd be like, what, 20 bucks? $20? I'll put the Starbucks cup out there? When in reality, you probably could have gotten like $5,000 for it, you know?
I think there's
$20. We're
something
on
to that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.